Okay, we're about to see. Okay, at the end of Shir last week, we were learning the Gemara Nazir on Yud Beis of Aleph on page 14 in the packet. It says, Ki mashvi shliach b'milsa d'kai m'kamei b'milsa d'lo kai m'kamei lo mashvi shliach. That you can appoint the shliach with something that's in front of you that you could do. Say, for example, a person now could get married, he can be Mekadosh and Isha. So then, he can appoint a shliach, because theoretically he can do it himself. He just doesn't want to do it himself. He's too lazy, whatever it is, he appoints a shliach. But if you can't do it yourself, you can't appoint a shliach. So that's the discussion that Tosis has in Nozir on the bottom, that could a person appoint somebody to be mafrish challah, if the dough wasn't made yet. Right? So that was the whole discussion we had. Okay. Now, there is a very important piece in the Merkavas HaMishnah on page 15. So look on page 15 on the bottom. The Merkavas HaMishnah. He says like this. First word in the line is Ayin, the Ayin. See the third line where the Os Aleph is on the bottom? The Ayin. The Mishnah Mel Pach Tesel Chasisha Shalach Avav. Chacham Vasein Asapra Lono V'halachar Vachas B'Yisrael V'halom Mashanim Kad Maniyos Aminik Poshut B'mishin Shtates Ishto. If a man's wife became a shoiter, she became insane. So if she becomes insane, so you can't divorce her because she's not a bardas. In other words, just like the man, in order to give a get, has to be a bardas, the woman also has to be a bardas. So this man, he can't really live with his wife a normal life at the present moment because she became a shota. So he would like to remarry. So let's see. So he would like to marry someone else because he's not having a woman who is able to function. So there's a concept of having a heter me'er rabbanim. If you have a heter me'er rabbanim of 100 rabbanim, sign that he could go ahead and get an additional wife upon the present wife. So what does he do? So he says, Halacha Ravachas B'Yisrael, Me'olam Moshanim Kadmonios, Aminik Pashat B'mishin Nishtates Ishto, Shemoser Habal Get L'Yad Shliach. But he has to give a get. In other words, usually when you do a Hetamei Rabbanim, you write a get, and you give it to the Shliach. Now obviously the Shliach can't do anything with the get right now. Because why? Because she can't receive it. But the get is ready to go, so to speak. It's ready to go. In other words, he did his part. He did his part. You can't fault him. He wrote the get. He gave it to a shliach. It's out of his hands. And now they have the heter me'er rabbanim. And, and if one day she ever gets better, the shliach could deliver the get. So it's all... So the heter me'er rabbanim goes together with the get. Right? One second. Now, pi hataras kuf rabbanim megimel aratzos. Right, you get 100 rabbanim from 3 different countries. That was the heter of Rabbeinu. I mean, the Kachad of Rabbeinu Gershom. Shein haru alach l'maisa kol doi ador shel vanenu. So that was the minhag. That was the minhag. That if your wife is nishtata, you write a get, you give it to the shliach, you get 100 rabbanim to sign on, and you can go get married to someone else right now. And you won't be violating the takana of Rabbeinu Gershon to have two wives. Okay, that was the minhag. So what's the problem? Ve'ata, two lines at the bottom, chadashim bikarav ba'u. Hagon, hagodol dekal kodesh lisa, ubezdin tzedek. So he says that there's some rabbanim now that feel maybe this is not proper. Why? For chavonim shel rishon laza shab kama v'kama noshim asher nishtafu mishtuson. In other words, because there's going to be a contingency of rabbanim who are going to say that this is not good. Now, what do you mean it's not good? I mean, the guy anyway midaraisa can marry another woman, right? So we want to get the heter Rabbeinu Gershon, you know. No, the problem is sometimes it happens that what? That the woman gets better. The woman gets better. And they give her what? They give her the get. So what's the problem? So the problem is these Rabbanim, these Achronim, on the fakpek on this old minhag, and they say that this get that's going to be given to this woman who retrieved, who got better, is no good. Why not? Because at the time it was written, and the time the shlichus was appointed, it was what? Not something that was possible. He couldn't divorce her. So since he can't divorce her himself, he can't be memana shlich. So the whole shlichus that was done to write the get and to give the get was done at a time when she was still a shota. So if we're going to go ahead and what? And we're going to, you know, the fact that he's getting another wife, okay, so big deal. He's getting another wife. That's not, you know, it's only, you know, it's no issue the rice involved in him having two wives anyway, as we talked about when we talked about the Taz. But for those women over the ages that actually got better and then they got the get delivered to them, so now there's a whole contingency of Rabbanim who are claiming that that get is not good because the shlichus that was appointed at a time where he was not a bar shlichus. So look inside, one second. Shkam noshim asher nishtafu. See the second column on the bottom, asher nishtafu, the first line and second. The women who got better, nishtafu means they got better. Mishtusun. Vechakach nisu, and then they got married. Vyoldu banim. Yeah, to a new husband. They got married to a new husband. Al smach haget hanimsa yarat shliach ba'odem mishtusun. Vechar shofui nimtsiru liyodem. And after she got better, she received the get, and then she remarried. Ubufi das chachmei kun kunstandina. These chachamim, the chachmei kunstandina, bonim asher yivaldu lahem heim chashash mamzerim. That these bonim are mamzerim. Chashash mamzerim. Okay, one second. Okay. Miachar the kaimalon the chol milsa the iul amotzi lemebad ashta shluchu lemotzi lemebad. Helkach mishin neshtate is ishto lo bivay shim kosef asofer as a get ba'oda b'shtusa mozlo shlich sheino get. In other words, goes without saying, if the get was written when she's still a shota, it's not good. In other words, if it was given, ומוסרו לשליח שאינו גט הול בשבת סיבה אינו בת אפילו מצווה הבעל סופה בשבת סוסו יכלב אחר שצה
even in other words if he wrote it certainly it's no good even if he didn't write it but he was just given the shlichus to write it and then he waited till after she got better to write the get
הול שבשבת סיבה איננה בת גרשון have like ilu nichta below tzivo habal that get posel.
So this was the question. The old minhag was they always did this. They had to get written. The wife was a shoita. They had to get written. The older b'shtusa. And and even if they didn't have it written, even they waited till she got better to write it, but what gave him the right? He was appointed as a shliach when she was still sick. So either way, the shliach is no good. So how does this work? And all these women over the generations were relying on this thing. Well, fizeh nafach churba, next page 16, minei.
שאם שהוא השליח גד זה שנכתב בשנת שוס ליודע שנשתפה תנוסה על סמך גד זה שהוא פוסל.
So therefore these rabbanim didn't like this whole approach. Because you're dealing with a get that could be given over. It could be she'll never get better. But if she does get better and then she gets this get and then she remarries, which many did, then it's not a good get. Well, that was part of the...
Why was that part of this? Because
I guess to show that he's, you know, does everything in his... He's not, you know... Regina Gershon didn't want him to marry two wives, so he's saying, I'm trying my best. I really want this woman. I'm trying my best, so I'm not trying to withhold anything. I'm giving her the get. It's already set into motion. And I did my. So that's what that was part of the minhag of Rabbeinu Gershon. Oh, so that's what. So these rabbanim said. So this was the old minhag was to have the get with the 100 signatures, but now the new rabbanim are saying no. Maybe not. So what did these new rabbanim say? Mishum hachi horu lahatia lebal lisa cheres bilti mesur sagel l'shliach. He says, no, forget the get. You know, just do the hetamei rabbanim. No get. Have the hetamei rabbanim. If she'll get better, then we'll decide which wife he wants to keep. You know? Right? But... one second. Actually, Yishov HaBal Shin Shtafa taken Mechuyav Li. Actually, Yishov HaBal Shin Shtafa taken Mechuyav Li Tein Lo Get Ptur. He says, so instead of that, we'll make him take a Shavua that soon as she gets better, he'll give her a get. What? Shavua to give a get. She shove her bowl, she daffa take him a chui of litema get p'tur. Yeah. So, it turns out here, so we have two schools of thought here. We have the original minhag, which was to have the hetamei rabbanim, you know, if the wife gets, they have the hetamei rabbanim, they write the get, it's already whole, it's an escrow with the shliach. And then she gets better, they'll deliver it. And then this new taina, that what are you talking about? So now, the new rabbanim are saying no. See, it's always the new rabbanim. They're saying no, it's no good. So now, of course, we have to defend the old rabbanim. I mean, the old rabbanim, you know, knew what they were talking about also. So what's the defense of the old rabbanim?
Lazal
Rishonim, but okay, Lazal Rishonim, but what's the answer?
Well,
Yeah, I understand, but that doesn't answer the question.
He says it's not even convinced.
Okay, but what's the answer? What's the answer? In other words, what's the defense of the old, right? You have to have a defense of the old practice.
The soul's not on him, the soul's on the wife. So he's able to give the get. She's not at this moment able to make up, but that's, and what happens when he's throwing the get and she becomes,
you're saying that in other words, since from his perspective he's able to give the get, even though she's not able to receive it, maybe that's not a violation of the Gemara Nozir. That's what Rav Telek is saying. Rav Telek is saying that maybe since from his perspective, he's normal. It's not like he's sick. He could really give a get now. I mean, he doesn't have a wife to give it to because she's alive, but she's, you know, but she's not able to accept it.
What would the case be in himself?
But I don't know. I mean, the Maisa, you see from Tosfos that it's a question of the reality. Could you actually do it? Because like the case of the dough, Tosfos is asking, if you didn't make it yet, you know.
What would the case be if he himself, she's not good, he throws the get, while it's in the air, she gets better. She's having, we have that thing to help us out. In the middle of the air. She changes.
She gets normal.
Right. Would the Machmirim allow this or not? It's no sleeps.
No, because the Machmirim would say that the time of the get was written.
He wrote it himself. No sleeps.
He himself.
No, I've no sleep this whole thing. He writes the get himself. He's throwing the get. Into the Dalet Amos, and
so that would be good.
But while he threw the get, when he threw the
when he did the Maisa in the Sina,
she was no good.
Yes.
In the air, what, right?
So what do you want me to say? You want me to say that it should be good?
Yes.
So if it's good,
then this whole matter, then we see that it's not a thing of.
So you see, if that case would be good, so then
this should be the same.
Yeah, no, the answer is because that wasn't a case of shlichus. This is a case of shlichus.
No, I'm shlichus to do it. It's not the psul is not on the.
You're saying I could do it myself. I could do it myself. It's just she can't get it yet, but it's still in the air. That's what you're saying. It's not bad what you're saying. I think it's very. So is he saying? Just like if a person would do it himself, it would be good if she became normal in the middle of the air. So too, when you appoint a shliach, so it's like in the middle of the air. So that part is still good. Okay, maybe. Okay, here. Felt. So what's the answer? So what is the Merkavas HaMishnah is going to give, say, Yisod here. You ready for this? Yeah. So you want to hear his Yisod? You ready? You hear the question. The question is, the old minhag was to write the get when the woman was still a shoita, and you get to have the Ramei Rabbanim and to give it to the shliach. So why is that? And then if ultimately she gets better, they'll deliver the get. But it was written at a time that she wasn't normal, so that wasn't considered right for him to divorce her at that point. Unless you say that in a chanami, that your case is no good. You wanted me to say it's good, but maybe I'll say it's no good.
I would like to see some court that my case is no good. You would think someone might mention
this. Yeah, only you. I think you're the first one who ever mentioned such a case. You should write your own minchas chinuch. That's a good minchas chinuch shaila. Right? The case of throwing the get to a woman who's a shota in the middle of the throwing, she becomes normal. I like that case. Okay, so you know what he's going to say? Listen to what he's going to say. The zoken echad. There's always a good old man there in the corner. Zoken echad. He's now going to defend who? The old rabbis. The Zaken Echatan Kenegdan Harehu Rav Mikratmin. The Rav of Kratmin.
was going to say the following. Kosef she'ein lochus l'divrei mishnah melech shel kol poskim rabbi matur v'risos kosef l'oshen ein adam yochel atzos shliach el b'dov v'shuv atzmo kosef l'shom she'ein adam osa shliach. Looks for us Tosis Nazir. Maybe right, let's start Divrei Tosim Suga the Baba Metzia Taf Tzadi Vav. Amar Rava. Homer L'Shlucho Tzei V'Hashel Li Im Parosi Mai. Okay, I'm not going to read the whole thing. Okay. So he has a whole arichas here. Let me get to the key line. Okay, let me show you the key line. Okay, let me tell you what the board is, and then I'll show it to you inside. Yeah. Say that you know why it's good? You know why it's good? It's good me din schia. In other words, the shlichus is no good in a chanami. The shlichus is no good. You can't appoint a shliach to do something that you can't do yourself. But maybe when he gives the shliach the get, so when she gets better, he can give it to her b'tor zechiyah. So let's see. I want to show you the line, and then we'll explain it. Yeah, so he says like this. We see him. Look on page 16. So he says the Vaday. Shlichus halacha dami l'shlichus kabbalah. The meaning shetimna yisha shliach. But feel halachim muska mipol aposki bebumer. Timachem mekabel haget ha'isha miskereses miyad mitam zochin la'odim shelo b'fanof. So how does that work? That means that, in other words, he was really appointed a shliach, but the shlichus is no good. But he wants it. So for him, it's his chus. One second, let's go slowly. So it's his chus, because he wants to divorce the wife, and he wants to remarry.
But how would this work in terms of the writing? It's already written. If you would tell me after that, he gives orders to write it, and then they...
So he gives orders to write it when she's still...
Right, they would have to write together. When someone was taking this
time. Right, so it was written... No, it was written no good. That's because you need shlichus. But if you could say that somebody could do it, the get for the husband, the Torah.
So this doesn't work for him, it works for her.
Bitor zchia, one second.
But
yeah, in other words.
The only one that's working for her.
Right, so right. Right, in Gemara we only find shlichus working for him, not for her. But
for her.
For her, not for him. What's that? So if it can't work through shlichus, the shlichus needs a special thing. So he's saying that zchia, it can work through zchia. In other words, so Mela, there's zocher for him to give her the get, and it's his advantage. Because he wants to get remarried now, so this is the way he can get remarried. And now, so he's going to get remarried, and then he's not going to want this woman again because he already has another woman. So it's a schus for him. So therefore, the klal is what, that you can't make a shliach if you can't do it yourself. But that's a klal of shlichus. It's not a klal in zchia. Zchia means there's a parsha in the Torah of somebody doing something on behalf of somebody else when it's a for his benefit, even though he didn't appoint him. Right? That's what zchia is. So here, this guy, the sofer, is going to write him the get. The shlich is going to give the get. Right? The shlich is no good. That's what the chachmei... Lisa said it's no good because, right? So it's not working for shlichus. They're giving the get for him the Torah Zechia. That's what they want to say. The Torah Zechia. One second. Go slow. The Torah Zechia. In other words, this is chus. Look, he wants to remarry. He has a wife that's not well. And she can't function. And he wants to get married. So we tell him, appoint a sofer to write a get for you. And appoint a shliach to give it for you. Now she can't receive it yet. And now you get married. And then if she ever gets better, we'll give her the get. How can we give her the get? And the answer is, but the time it was written, the time of the shlichus, the answer is we're not working with shlichus. They're doing it as chus for him. Zachar l'adam, shalom b'fana. Because it's a chus for him. This is the way he can remarry. And once he's remarried, obviously he's not going to go back to the other one. He already has a wife, and he's not going to have two wives. And he already married the second one, so if she ever gets better. So that's what the solution. Who said this? Whose word is this? That is the Zokin Echad. Harav Mikratnin. The Rav Mikratnin. You're arguing with the Rav Mikratnin. I won't do that so quickly. The Rav Mikratnin. What? No. You don't. Because he's saying that you can
In other words, this is a breakthrough. Rabosai, we've just made a breakthrough. A breakthrough. Basically, we're saying here that you can mezakeh a get for a man to give the get. That's what the Rav Mikratman is saying. That was in the Gemara. We want to know, can you be mezakeh a get for the woman, right? B'mokom yabam, right? All those cases in the Suffolk. And now the Rav Mikratman is saying a chiddush gadol, and he says, and that's the pshat in the min of Yisrael of all the dayos, that b'mokom that the woman who is a shaita, and now they get ahead to my rabbanim, and he writes the, and he has to get written. It's not midin shlichus. It's midin what? Zechiyah. So Rav Harari says we don't find such a thing. So the Rav Mikratman will say, well, I'm telling you now. Here you found it. Because normally you can't. No one can go ahead and divorce a woman on behalf of a man without the man saying you're my shliach to do so, because he wants his wife. But here, obviously, he doesn't want his wife because she's a shoita right now, and he can't live married life with her. So he wants to remarry, and he doesn't want to leave her, you know, hanging. So if ever she will get better, the get is ready to go. Ah, but it was written at the time that he couldn't make a minoy shlichus because she wasn't roy. The answer is midin zchia for him. So Rav Harari's right. You don't find that anywhere in Shas, such a thing. But the Rav Mikratman said it. Now comes the Merkavas HaMishnah, and he's going to argue with the Rav Mikratman. But you have to see all the stages here. People quote this Merkavas HaMishnah, and they don't. You have to go through all the stages. First is the Minhag Yisrael, then the Taina of the Chachmei Lisa, and then the answer of the Rav Mikratman. And now, you know what the Merkavas HaMishnah is going to say? You know what he's going to say? You ready for this one? Your seatbelt is on tight? Your seatbelt's on tight? We're in the runway now. Okay? Seatbelt's on tight? You know what he's going to say? You know why it's no good, this Rav Mikratman? Because Zochin le'odom and not Zochin me'odom. Who's that? Our old friend who? Ktsos. Right? Go back to our old friend the Ktsos with the woman and the dough. The dough! He's saying because here, what's the schus? The schus is that he's going to give up. He's going to give up his wife. So that zochin me'adam. So you're doing a schus for him to divorce, but it's like losing the piece of dough. It's losing his...
It
what?
The guy who said it does work is not changing his mind?
No. The guy who said that this is the answer he says. He keeps it. The Merkavas HaMishnah now is going to say, but I don't like what the Rav Mikratman said, because I hold from the Tzos that Zochin Le'odom Le'zolo Zochin Me'odom. Look inside. Page 17. Look inside. Mashakosul Rav Amal, the Midin Don Didon Lo Be'in Shlichus Yishchusulo, Ta'os Godol Hu. In other words, this idea that you don't need shlichus because it's a tzchus, and therefore it works midin what? Zochin says the what? But not like Rabbi Harari said, because it doesn't work. It could work, but here it's part of the broader thing that zochin lo'odom and not zochin me'odom. So look and say, the gabi ish shayach lo'omer zochin lo'odom shalom b'fanav shetik me'haget. אבל אין שייכוס לא מזוכן לא עודו בבחינס הנוסן. הרי שלא כך מימונו של עודו ונוסן לצדוקה.
like if you take away somebody's money and you give it to tzedakah. Can you do that? No. Ma'ani b'tar zechia. For lo amu chazal lo zochin le adam, lo zochin me adam. Fam b'nu nedaito v'shluchu kumoso. Yishtaka hadovar v'lo yomar. Lo yomer. So that's the what? That's the Merkavas HaMishnah. So as Rabbi Bleich and others point out, the Merkavas HaMishnah is like the Ksois, our old Ksois. But in theory, he agrees that it could be a Zchus. And if it would be a Zchus, it would work. In other words, he's not working. In other words, you see, he's only attacking it from the broader perspective that the Chiddush HaTorah of Zechiah is only Zochim Le'odam and not Zochim Me'odam. From the perspective that it can't work for a man to have a get through Zechiah, that he's not challenging. One second. So let's just do the steps again. We started off with the minute. The minute your wife gets sick, you head to Meir Abanim, and you write a get. So the question everyone was asking, Chachmei Lisa, how does this work? Because if you write a get, that means that the sofer is your shliach, but you can't appoint the shlichus a shliach if you can't do it yourself. And here she's not going to accept the get. So the Rav Mikratman says, Inachanami, it doesn't work, midin. Shlichus, it works within Sechia. Comes the Merkavas HaMishnah and says, no, but Zochin Le'adam and not Zochin Me'adam. Okay. So now let's go on the next step. Stay on the train. Keep your fasten your belt. Stay on the train. Because he's saying, by a woman, so you, she gets the get. She's zocha the get.
She's also a man.
What?
She loses the husband.
She never had the husband.
The original husband, she had the husband.
She was married, but does
yeah,
that...
She lost the husband. Why would it get the, in terms of, she loses the husband, she said property.
Yeah, he says that. He says, I read you that line where he spoke about that. Where's that line I just read you? By the woman. That was on the other page. But the woman, he says, that she's zocha the get, and she gets divorced, if it's a schus for her. Why isn't that called zochin? Why isn't that called zochin me'odam? Because probably only from the... Because she never... The man is bailus over the woman, and not vice versa. So she never had... Let's look now in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. On page 9. Look in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. In Eved Ezer Simen Yud Aleph. In Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. So he talks about the same Shiloh. The woman is a Shoiter. And the husband gets ahead to Meir Rabban. But he has to be mashlish a get. So the shail is that the get was written when there was no shlichus for the sofer, because
you can't appoint the shliach because she can't megarish the woman right now. She's a shoita. So we saw the Rav Mikartin and the Mekeves Mishnah says it works for Abidin Zechiah, and the Mekeves Mishnah argues because Zochin Le Odom and not Zochin Me Odom. So let's see what the Chasam Sofer says. He's on page 19. He has a tshuva on Seder Haget L'Shoita. So he thinks it's okay. Now, so the Nod of Yehuda was choshish, and maybe the Chachmei Lisa are right, that it's no good. So comes the Chasam Sofer on page 20. Look what he says. So he discusses Nachsola now. I'll call part of Mukach Hechi the parish Mehedia could go and Benidon Didon Shagilo Daito Sharotso Lagari Shishto Ashodis Shetav and he the Shlicha Shalato Lomahani Mishum Diulo Olo Lomahani Mishum Diulo Matiavit Mikom Mokom Moom Mitam Schia. So he is subscribing to the same idea. He's saying it on himself, the Chasam Sofer, that it could work with Din Tzchia, Chasam Sofer. And then he says, "Ve'ishi shekvar omad b'tzvar zu hagol mikrachin uva mesevi mekeves mishnah." And the only thing. But he says, "Bekeres kol chosul of zochin laodam shamanu, val zochin meodam lo shamanu. Ki aschus bavur abal garish ishto, havizchia meodam. Ulfi ani yistadis var beruim heim, havizchia yalfinan minosi echad l'matem hosam lachov al manas liskosul gavur sham. Chein aloch arvachas limkor chemtzo." So the Chasam Sofer says the same thing. He says the din is shulchanach. We saw this last week that if somebody leaves the chametz in the house and he didn't sell the chametz and it's erev Pesach, you could sell the chametz for him, even though he doesn't mamana your shliach. So you see from there that zochin lot even me'adam. So the Chasam Sofer. That's why I was trying to. I was looking to see if Rav Scheinberg answers this question in his sefer. Right. Now, what is the sos going to do with this raya? I'm still working in my head. Yeah.
They have the
Jokos. Yeah.
They have the Jokos.
So he says, so the Chasam Sofer says, It's a good svara. You can do a get with zchiya. Normally you can't, because normally it's not as chus to be divorced. So no one could give a get for the husband. If the husband was man or shliach, he can't give a get. But here, the woman's a shaita, and he wants to get married, and he doesn't want to violate Chaim de Rabbeinu Gershon. So somebody will write a get for him. The shliach is no good, it's midin zchiya. Zochin la'odom, and not zochin me'odom? Not true, even zochin me'odom. Why? You see from the din of chametz. So we have to think. What is, you know, as we were talking last time. Yeah, meaning, right? I guess you have to say such a thing, that the chasam the chasos would be moida, that if it's about to become osur b'hanah in an hour, then in that case you could. But I don't know. Right, he could only do it in the Shah Chamishis, right before this man. So that's the question. But the Chasam Sofer says, I mean, in other words, a lot of the Achronim don't like the Ksos. They said, no, it's not true. Whatever it is, Chus, you could do it. Zachin Le'odom, Be'odom, either way. And the Raya that the Chasam Sofer says, and Rav Yitzchak Kochanan brings this Raya also, everyone brings this idea, is that you could, before a Gemara, that you can sell chametz for somebody, right, before, if he's not there, and the chametz is he could sell it right before the Bashar Chamishas. And look, Rabbi Harari, on page 21, he has another tshuva for the Chasam Sofer. On page 21, the Chasam Sofer. He quotes the Mekevus HaMishnah, and he says, it's a machlokes between the Chachmei Lisa v'Agol Mitkratchen. Chachmei Lisa says it doesn't work, because you can't appoint a shliach. And the Agol Mitkratchen says, no, it's not midin shliach, it's midin zchiyah. And you know, look what he says on page 21, Rabbi Harari, on the left side, in the arrow there. Look. You see, Vayan, on page 21, Vayan ki divrei hagoyin anal, meaning the Gomi Kratchen, who says chia, amitim b'li sofek, l'kayim divrei chachomim arishoinim, asher me'olam in higul ha'atir, l'demei rabbonim, l'iso ish al ishto shatio, v'lo rifreif odom me'olam. Alkein kanal mitam zechia mo'il. You see that, Rav Harari? You see that? He says, he thinks, he's defending the old minhag. The old minhag was that you write the heter me'er rabbonim, and you have the heter me'er rabbonim, and you have the get, even though you're writing the get at the time she's a shaita. So where's the shlichus? If you can't do it yourself, you can't appoint a shlich, and he can't give a get to her now, so he can't appoint a shlich. So the Gomri Kratchen says it's midin zchiya that you don't need shlichus. So Mamela, they can write the get for him, and then they'll give it to her when she gets better. But it's a good and you can have a concept of a get written for the husband. Zechia for the husband. Those in the Gemara in Yavamos Kuf Yud Ches, it says B'mokum Yavam, could you be Mizakia get for the lady? It's a Suffolk Ladina, but there you mean Zocha for her. And here the Gomi Kratchen says you can be Zocha for him, and the Chasam Sofer goes along with it, right? He says B'lis Suffolk Rav Harari, right? You see that? On page 21. Vayanki divrei agona now amitiim b'li sofek l'kayim divrei chachamim. Wow. Yeah. So, and in short, yeah. But he's saying, but he doesn't. Yeah, it's mitam shlichus. Yeah, and we saw the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that zochim even the katan. So. He's not. He doesn't say that. He doesn't. Right, but he doesn't say it's totally in that. He doesn't say it's totally in that. Could be. And then one second, one more thing. The Chasam Sof has another tshuva on page 22. Could somebody? You see, if a woman doesn't want to receive her get, right? So what could she do? She appoints a shliach, and it's a shliach lekabbalah, right? Shliach lekabbalah. Could somebody be zocha a get for a woman midin zchia? He says, "Akolze," says the Chasam Sof, "beish." Look on page 22. The paragraph on the right. Achozeh, the ish habeman shliach l'garish ishto shoteis mikem shagila daito shenzkus lo l'garisha ma'achar shekvar nilsa cheres and kera gerishim bo latzil mechem d'rabin shom gira shapir g'schus. Whereas for the man, it's a schus. Right? Achalam b'ish sh'osu shliach l'kabol b'sha shabal shote. What if the reverse case? Say the husband's a shote. The husband's a shote. Right? So he can't give a get. So could she appoint a shliach? Could somebody... One second. So he can't give a get, right? So could somebody say, so she's going to move away. She can't remarry. She's an ancient dish. But could somebody, like, say, be by the husband, and if he'll get better, the husband will give it to this person. Midin zechir. So he says, no, you can't have. You can only be zocha. You can only say it's chus from the man. From the man, from a woman. You never say it's a chus. The chov hula. Even if she says it's a chus, she might change her mind. Unless she has a shliach. So therefore, she can't appoint a shliach l'kabbalah. You see, why does she appoint a shliach l'kabbalah? She can't appoint a shliach l'kabbalah. He's a shoiter. So then the shliach is no good. So let it be midin zchiyah. So he says, no. Zchiyah, you'll only say from the man. In other words, somebody could... Even though in the Gemara, you have the case of what? Of that he's giving a get to someone to lead Malcolm Yavam. Because we assume that she really wants to be married. Hafil tzavachas, the Torah says, Hafil tzavachas agar shavachar v'zachar b'shvila get mi baila, hafil haki eina megureshes, the chov hula. Hafil omer hachakash adayim rutsa esbukach hashin shem v'shash shekibel aget, discharta mitzona. So for a woman, you don't say zechia. For somebody to accept to get for a woman. The Mavur Yisvila in the Tosaf Haran, Shafil Blok,
So if you look at Tata Luv Shuto Ibai Mitam Shakosav Abbas Yosef. The vessel came with half a film of Mumer Koshikin Shadid Lovish Lachar Yevshar Bredil Edaita Denichel and Zgarish. But for a man, there could be a schus. Came in the middle of Kaima. Umatzil Mebe Shliach and came Shasha Baal Shoyta Lo Mahani. So he says if the woman is a Shoyta, so the husband, they could write together ready. If the man is a shoita, so she can't appoint a shliach because there's no shlichus now. And then if he gets better, she can't give it to her, and because to be zolcha, because there's no zchiyah for the woman. The Gemara had a suffix in a case from Mokum Ktata or Mokum Yavam. Okay, there maybe is a shchus. But once he's better and she's there, then it's no zchus for her anymore. So therefore, what the Chasam Sofer is saying is, I hold that if the man is a shoita, you can have the right to get right away. Why? Because of zochin. If the woman is a shoita. If the woman is a shoita, you can write to get right away. Even though there's no shlichus, but you can write it midin zchiyah. If the man is a shoita, so then she can't appoint a shliach in the Kabbalah. And if he turns better, so then you can't just give it to somebody to be zocher, because it's not b'mokum tata, it's not b'mokum. So of course, any woman, there's no concept of zchiyah for a woman to get, because she wants to be married. Only b'mokum tata was a suffix. But if it's not b'mokum tata, not. But here, in the case where the woman is... If the woman is sick, then the man could already write the get.
So
he didn't skia.
Go back to me crazy 2 minutes later. You're not going to want that. I have other svaras why I could bring it back, but I have the svaras I'm not going to.
If you came normal for 5 minutes, so that means.
What do you mean? It's
going to
come back.
Yeah. Okay. So Rav said. So we see over here a big yisod. It all comes back to the ksos. So chazer it over in your mind. You know, the different levels, the old minhag, the Chachmi Lisa, the Rav Mikreshin, and the Mekeves HaMishnah, the Chasam Sofer, and the added point of the Chasam Sofer. So it's like 7 steps here. Right? 7 steps? 7 steps to happiness. You know, when they read all these books, 7 steps to happiness. Okay, so 7 steps to Zechiah here. Okay, so work it through, Rabotai. And Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow I'll give you a new packet, a continuation. We're getting close to Tzfat. I mean, we broke through ground here. This is the first time we're seeing a concept of Zchia when we get for the for a man. Okay. And the Chasam Sofer liked it.